I'm here in St. Anthony's Avenue. I'm talking to Tim O'Brien. And Tim, Clondalkin, I suppose your family are associated with Clondalkin for hundreds of years, literally.
Yes, indeed. My family had the post office in Clondalkin from 1850 to 1964. Passed down, as post offices were a lot of the time, you know, to other family members. And one of my great-grandparents was the postmaster here in Clondalkin, and his brother, after the famine, emigrated to America and ended up in a post office in Texas, where he was the postmaster. So a lot of the Irish people who had emigrated would go to the postmaster in Texas, and he would write the letters out, because a lot of them couldn't write. And when the post then finally arrived in Clondalkin, his brother would actually be able to read the letters to the relatives here in Clondalkin.
Oh, it's extraordinary.
Pretty much, yeah.
Where was the post office?
The post office was at the bottom of the, facing up the main street. There's Domino's Pizza, or one of these fast food outlets there at the moment, just across the road from the cinema, Tower Cinema building, where there's a taxi rank now, beside the Laurels pub.
Yes.
And the building was demolished in about 1970, and the new building, Westward House, was built on its location.
What are you, so tell me your early memories of the post office.
Well, the post office was, I'm an only child, and my cousins, the Bolans, that'd be John, Marion and Cahill, lived in Crumlin. And particularly at Christmas time, all hands were on deck to deal with the Christmas mail and the amount of letters and packages and so on that were coming through, because lots of stuff used to be transported by the post office. I can remember hearing my aunts and that getting up at around 6 o'clock in the morning to let in the postmen, because the truck would arrive with the bags of mail, and then the post would be sorted and the postmen would head off on their bikes then to deliver the post to the neighbourhood. Mm. Of course, Clondalkin was very much smaller back then. And but Christmas time was a great sort of a family occasion, because my grandmother was the matriarch. She was the retired postmistress, and her daughter...
And what was her name?
Her name was Josephine Whitty. And she died in 1966, aged 96. So she had an awful lot of history, and I often regret that we didn't do with her what you're doing with us now. my mother was the youngest of 10 children, and my grandmother buried her husband, James Whitty, who worked as a timekeeper in the mills way back, and 7 of her 10 children. She outlived them all. So my mother, my aunt Kitty then, Kitty Boland, who was the person who was living in Crumlin, and my other spinster aunt, Josephine, who we called Jo, who took over the postmistress role when my grandmother retired, and she was the last of the Whitty Hegarty family, was the family name, in that 114 years of having the post office.
Why? It came to an end of a line, isn't it?
It came to the end of the line, actually, and around that time in 1964, the Clondalkin was starting to be developed. In 1963, for instance, Monastery Park was built. You probably remember that. 1964, Castle Park was built. And then there was a lot of building in the outlying areas like Cappamore, St. Joseph's Estate and so on. And I can remember hearing arguments that they were having with the Department of Post and Telegraphs, as it was then, to try and get extra resources, extra personnel. And it meant that people were working an awful lot harder, and the whole family was working for the bun salary of the postmistress. They were getting on a bit at that stage, and as there was no heir apparent to take over in the family then, the post office, the department, finished up with them, and then Joe Ledwidge, one of the local shopkeepers, he took over the post office, and it moved from the old building at the end of the main street up to the corner shop at the other end of the main street, facing where the Allied Irish Banks is now, where the Centra food market is at the moment on the corner.
And so the you must talk to me now about your father, O'Brien.
Yeah.
I mean, were the O'Briens blow-ins?
Yes,
here?
They were, absolutely. Yeah. Well, compared to the Hegartys and the Whitties, they were indeed. My father was Brendan O'Brien, the youngest of three brothers. He was born in Fermoy in County Cork in 1920. And he eventually ended up living in Donnybrook with his mother and another brother, Frank. And he worked for the Irish Assurance Company, which later became Irish Life. And he was one of the like the society men who'd come around to the doors collecting insurance premiums every week and so on. And for a good time, he actually worked here in Clondalkin. Mm-hmm. So I used to always be accosted in the street by elderly people and asking, how's your father and how's your mother? And I didn't have a clue who they were. Between my mother and her family having had the post office and him going around collecting insurance, I was, you know, well known.
Yes.
And even my own daughters, like when they were small, again, they'd come back home from school and say, some lady stopped us in the street and asked about Gran and Pop, and they didn't have a clue who they were. But again, they would have been my mother's and father's generation.
Yeah.
And like the children were always on their best behaviour because they knew some of the older people out there knew their parents or grandparents, you know.
Okay, but so he migrated from
he did, yeah. He came up to Dublin, as a lot of people did, to get the work, and was working for the Irish Assurance Company. And he was, although his family home then was in Donnybrook in Belmont Avenue, he was based in Diggs up in Talla, because he used to collect up around the waterworks, Glenismole, up the mountains, cycling around the farms, and he put up huge mileage on the bicycle every week. And in fact, his colleague who worked in the adjoining area used to do the area on horseback. It was so scattered and so remote. So I think when my mother and father got married in 1948, and they built a house just around the corner from the old post office. And it meant that we could go in through the back garden into the granny. So it was a bit like Walton's Mountain.